Hello. I know what that feeling is like. You're like, what? Whose voice is this? Are we in the morning? Is this table talk? No, it's not. Welcome to Sunny Side. That's right. Joyce is away for a while, so I'm here holding it down for her while she takes her much-needed rest. You know how necessary that would be. But we're going to have a fantastic time, every day, Monday to Thursday from 12 to 3 until she returns. And we're going to have a fabulous time together. The show is live right now on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3, so you can join me there. It's Radioactive Monday, so that means that we take one of our conversations from the weekend, one of the biggest stories, and then we talk about it all together. This is the biggest one for me today, and I would love to talk about this with you so you can share your thoughts on this also with me. I've heard various ways the story has been reported. One of the versions I read to you in the news are 12. Some of the versions, various versions of the reportage is done by various papers today. So I'm going to take this one from The Punch today. Ruth Pogu, that's my conversation today. Ruth Pogu is one of the 200 Chiba girls that were abducted 7 years ago by insurgents in their school, government secondary school in Chibok. Ruth Pogu returns with two children and a man whom she said she had gotten married to while she was in captivity. Now, according to reports, they surrendered themselves to the Nigerian military. So here's a part I don't fully get. This girl was kidnapped and taken into captivity. And when did we get to the point where she had to surrender herself rather than being found or rescued? Why is this a surrender? There's a possibility as to why this is a surrender. Now, we hear that she had surrendered 10 years ago, but she had been under the supervision of security and government officials, particularly the Borno State Governor, Professor Babagana Zulum, as they tried to reach out to her parents and the Association of Parents of Missing Schoolgirls to truly ascertain her identity. Now, Zulum's spokesman, Malam Issa Gusso, said the governor received the Chiba girl at the government house in the presence of her overwhelmed parents, who were reunited with her. We hear that the governor was excited at the reunion of Ruth with her family, and also said that the state will undertake a rehabilitation and reintegration program to focus on her health, to focus on her psychological well-being and whatever path she chooses to follow. Now, 7 years of not seeing your child. Remember, the girls that were kidnapped were between the ages of 12 and 17. 7 years after your child returns to you, now a grown woman, I mean, she's now an adult. If she was 12, she's now 19. If she was 17, she's now 24. So we don't precisely know how old she is, but she's now crossed into the adult zone. And she now has two children because she had been subjected to... We're not certain if she was forced into this marriage. You know, we don't have the details behind what happened and why, how, the circumstances around how and why she got married. If this was forced on her, if she had no choice but to do it. But I'm here wondering that we still have a lot of these girls who are still in captivity today. They've not been found. They are right there in the bush with their kidnappers, serving their pleasures or whatever fantasies they might have. And I don't know about you, but this worries me seriously, that we have to wait for the girls to either find their ways out of the forest or surrender
I'm putting surrender in court because I don't understand yet the circumstances around this girl surrendering. She's not a terrorist unless she's been converted into one. But as a parent myself, 7 years, your child is gone, your baby girl is gone, and then she comes back to you. She's got 2 children and a professed husband. I don't know. On the flip side, when these girls were abducted, some of the girls who escaped 7 years ago, it's a date that we all kind of forget. 14th of April, 2014. A few of them who escaped while the others were taken away, specifically, they were put in school. They went to school in the US and they have graduated. They graduated in May this year. I mean, 7 years. These girls were in secondary school. The few girls who escaped, 2 of them, Joy and Lydia, Joy Bishara, Lydia Pogu, graduated from Southeastern University in Lakeland, Florida, in the US, May this year. You see? And they still remember vividly what happened to them on that night. They narrate it in a report here that you can find for yourself online. You know? They narrated how they jumped out of the vehicle and ran for their lives. And that was their only saving grace. So, here we are. 7 years later, most of the girls are still not found. One just found a way out, as far as I'm concerned, until I know any better, you know. The governor commiserated with families of those still in captivity and urged them to remain optimistic, prayerful, and cooperative with security agencies should they be required for any measure. Okay, just to be certain, I'm going to play you the voice of the governor of Borno State, Babagana Zulum, when he received the parents in the reunion with their daughter. Here it is.
We hope to get more very soon. The state government is collaborating with the Nigerian Army and other security agencies with a view to establishing a platform that will allow us to get more of them. Calling upon the parents of the Chibok girls to give maximum cooperation to the Borno State Government and the Nigerian military so that we can work together and see how we can get the remaining ones.
Okay. I'm just going to leave the rest to you. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. 7 years after, one girl is out. The governor is asking the parents to cooperate with the military, with the state government. Sincerely, I don't know. If you're a female and you'd like to join me, it's 0146571190. Facebook is there. YouTube also, Nigeria Info 99.3. Let's go. Hello. Good morning. Good afternoon. Scratch. Yeah, good afternoon. Welcome.
I'm just so pained. This is totally nonsense. I'm Joy. Anyways, I'm calling from the church.
Welcome, Joy.
This is totally nonsense. How did you get here? Like, for instance, this girl, or most of the girls, has been brainwashed. So when you're brainwashed, you can do anything. You can even kill, do whatsoever, and you think that what you're doing is the right thing. Do you know what these girls, that girl, or most of the girls that have not been rescued, what they have been subjected to, that they have to just, you know, succumb to whatever they have asked them to do. And a government is asking them to just take her and pray for them to come back, just like this one came back now, that is surrounded. What is surrounded? What? How? I just think of my child, my girl child, being subjected to this, and she comes back frail with 2 children. Telling me to come back and I should be rejoicing. I watched on YouTube, even the dad was like, that he's happy, that this, I'm just like, what is this? And I saw those girls that graduated in the U.S. If she sits down, I'm sure she knows them too.
Yeah.
And she looks like, look at this, my other friend or my mate is out there in the U.S. graduated, and look at what she is. I'm telling you, this girl, she needs to be rehabilitated.
Mm.
She needs to be taken out from not to be with that man, just to let her know what she's going to feel. Because I'm sure in 10 years to come, I don't know what she'll be. But for me, we are in for
you.
I don't know. These are governments or whatever. These people are not justice at all.
Thank you, Joy. I feel you absolutely. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hello, good morning.
Please put up your radio.
Yes, thank you. Put it up. Yes.
Good afternoon.
My name is Eunice and I'm calling from Ikeja.
Welcome, Eunice.
I was looking at the photograph of the girl and the kid in the photo, you know, in the media.
Mm.
And I'm like, why is it this girl that we see? What about the man?
Yeah.
You know, because I found upon that word surrender, because how come it's she that is surrendering? Was she the terrorist? Wasn't she a kid? You know, so where is the man that also came with her? Of course, the man is using her as a shield, you know, and that's why the government is also, the word surrendered is being used. And I'm wondering why the government is playing along in this story. Because if anybody would surrender, it is the man who was the terrorist.
Yeah.
Why can't they debrief the man? I heard the governor saying that the parents should cooperate. Well, what further cooperation do they want from these beleaguered parents 7 years after, when they don't even know the state of their children, whether they are alive, whether they are dead? Yet, somebody handed himself over, supposedly, to the government. And they can't debrief him. They can't call him and say, sit down, old boy. Yes, we'll grant you amnesty that you desire, we'll rehabilitate you. But tell us, sorry. You know, where are you people? How did you escape? You know, are you people migrants? Is it that the terrorists, you know, they move from one base to the other? Give us an insight into the operation so that if they want to go after them, they will know. But nobody is talking about that. They're talking about the parents. It's unfair. It's unfair because these people are poor. They don't have anybody to speak for them. They don't have any, you know, and that's why they're exploiting their poverty. They showed the girl. Fine, everybody knows this is the girl.
Mm.
Some medium even published the face of that baby. Or one of the children.
Mm.
You know, where is the man at the center of the whole thing?
Good question.
What was his role?
Thank you very much. Good questions there. Or unless the proposed or the introduced husband, I'm putting my hands up as quotation, was also kidnapped. Unless they both met in captivity. I don't know how two captives get married though. So we don't know what has played behind the scene. I want to believe that the military would debrief them and get information from them. I also want to hope that the information gotten from them will be used in finding a way to get back not just the Chibok girls, but every other person that have been abducted over the years. Now, in the past 7 years, 103 of these students have been rescued. So we still have a lot more still in captivity. What's happening to them, we've got no idea. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, my name is Solumu Iwa. I'm calling from India.
Welcome.
Yeah, why me, Mom?
Yes, sir.
Happy New Year.
We should say more. Happy New Year to you too.
Yeah, you see, let's not deceive ourselves so much.
Mm.
I have studied this country very, very well. The northerner, you know, there's a difference between the Hausas and Fulani. The Hausa, they are not that educated. In fact, they are not among the emirs, and they are not among the governors in the north. So one of the reasons they hate Jonathan is because Jonathan tried to build schools, call it Anmajiri School, to educate the Hausas, which is against some allies in that place. Look at most of the people that they have, you know, kidnapped, especially that Chibok girls, and those that they are kidnapping to tomorrow. They are those that they want to try to get educated so that they too can be in the affairs of this country, like the Fulani. So those governor, whatever the man is saying to me, it's just a story. It's a story. They know how to, you know, dismantle Sunday Igbowo. They know how to dismantle IPOB. They know how to kidnap Nnamdi Kanu. But they don't know how to terminate and smoke out all these criminals, kidnapping our lives, destroying our future. I don't want to say more because I'm getting angry. Those that want to make our life meaningless, they are the one in the aspects of this country. They are the one perpetrating all this evil. They are the one still giving us story. In conclusion, those that are perpetrating evils against our life, they are still the ones giving us story, giving us news, giving us reports. They didn't allow media house to go and get report by themselves. No, those that are making our life meaningless, they are still the ones that are giving us news, that they want the news media to carry out and give to the public.
Thank you.
Is that a country run?
Thank you very much, Olumuyiwa, for your point there. Okay, so I understand how passionate this is. I mean, you don't even have to be a parent to feel the throes of people who are in captivity. Do you know what it means to lose your freedom? And to make it worse, to be a child and then lose your freedom for 7 years. Do you know what happens to that child's mental state? The way the child then begins to view the world, her view of government that left her for 7 years. How does she react to the society that failed her? How do you think she's going to react? Does she love her children? You know, mothers hate their children, right? Does she love her children or does she tolerate them? You know, I just wonder. I just wonder, you know. Hello, welcome to the Sunny Side. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Thank you very much. You have Mr. Sam calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, this is a welcome to development and a good news indeed. Now, the problem is this young lady has eventually, whether by the police, whether by herself, whatever, has come back to have opportunity to unite, with the family. If death is like this, nobody will cry when somebody dies. Now, as to whether they have been born or not, she was in abnormal environment, which can affect anybody. And that is the essence of rehabilitation. Now that we are back to the normal environment, by the grace of God, she will be rehabilitated.
Mm-hmm.
She will be united with the normal people and with the normal life. And her life will continue. And by the grace of God, she will live a better life of her life.
Mm.
Than when he was in that angle.
Yeah.
And so to give thanks to God and pray that more of God as the governors should be released to reunite with Nigerian and with their family.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I love your optimism. I hope it rubs off on me. I love your optimism. Yeah, it's actually a better place to be. It's actually better to be out of captivity, you know, than to remain there. It's better. It's just not that simple, you know. Essentially, it's not that simple. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon. Okay, my name is Joy.
Welcome, Joy.
And I don't want to contribute to what the red color said.
What?
Now, I want to contribute little to what the red color said.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the victims of the kidnapping prison is a husband.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the husband? Is it part of the kidnappers or I don't know?
We don't know yet either. I mean, like you heard, the news is very vague. We're also still trying to find out, even as a media house, it's very sketchy. There's no detail given about the guy.
And I'm also expecting the government to, from this one that are coming on, they should be able to track where these people are.
They should do what to her?
They should be able to track where the kidnappers are, where they take them.
Oh, okay, to find out where they are. I hear it. I believe so. Okay, your line is gone. Okay. I agree. It's possible. Hello.
Hello, Wanima. My yes. name is Oge.
Welcome, Oge.
I'm calling from Ikeja.
Welcome.
Okay, please, let's not, just as you're asking, wanted to be sure if the so-called husband is also one of, either the kidnapper or the one that was that is kidnapped.
Mm.
Okay, if the so-called husband is, because I don't think it is somebody that was kidnapped that will marry her. It's not possible. These are also the terrorists for him to come out and say he surrounded himself. Now, let us also look at this part. This girl was raped.
Yeah.
After he has surrounded him, all the things they are saying is rubbish. He should be charged for rape because the girl was raped. And she has no choice. Because she didn't know whether she's going to see there's any light at the end of the tunnel. So instead of her to be there and lamenting or crying or whatever, later she was subdued. She just had to just stay and, you know, keep producing children or whatever.
Hmm.
Maybe, I don't know how God made this possible, that the so-called man, the prayer of the parents or people that have been praying made the so-called man to say, I'm watching my word not to abuse these people, say because curse word on radio.
Yeah.
For him to say he has surrounded himself and say he wants to come out. It is God that made this happen. It's not the government, it's nothing. Because the girl, she was just surrounded.
Mm.
And I'm sure in her quiet place, she's praying and hoping that one day she will get her freedom. And God gave her the freedom.
And here she
and
is.
I just want the government to please give her this, what's it called? She needs to be rehabilitated. What is this book called? She just needs to see the people that will help her to integrate her into the society.
Yeah.
And let them take her away from this man.
Mm. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, so, you know, like I've repeatedly said, we don't have all the details that we would have loved to have to, you know, make full analysis of what's happened. What we have is what we have right now, which is that she was abducted for 7 years, returns with two children. Oh my goodness. It's just so pathetic. And I look at one of the children whose picture is shown here. The son appears to be about 3 years old. About 4 years old. That's what the son looks like. I think he's the older one, so he looks around four. Nice looking boy, though. And the girl's mother is quite aged. I don't know if it's natural aging or if it's sorrow-induced aging, you know. But here's what we say when we mention to you that women and girls and children are mostly at the receiving end when it comes to insecurity. Because aside being kidnapped, trafficked, or whatever could happen to you, you could also be so abused. You're also possibly unable to access sanitary products. I just wonder what these girls have gone through in 7 years and what the others still go through and how they've learned to adapt. Because humans, I mean, you just have to adapt. If you're not going to die, it's natural. Even for animals, you learn to adapt. How have they adapted? You know, what's their mental, you know, what's their mental health looking like? This is one of the reasons I want to have a Table Talk Security Summit with women. I hope that you guys will show up. Because if I open it up to men, I know the place will be flooded. But I want to have a conversation with women about insecurity in Nigeria. What your challenges are and I hope you are coming with solutions. What do you think? How can we, you know, overcome the insecurity issues we have, aside being just optimistic and prayerful? Prayer is good. Optimism is good. Hope is good. But hope does not go in the forest and bring out the girls. No, it does not. Hello. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Hello?
I can hear you. Good afternoon.
Yeah. I want to contribute to what is being discussed about the girl who I've just...
Yes, please go ahead. You're here already. Right. What's your name?
Yeah, I'm Jide.
All right. Go ahead, please.
All right. I just want to tell Sandra that she should not bother her head about the details.
Who is Sandra?
Is this not Nigeria Info?
This is Nigeria Info. My name is Wemimo.
Oh,
I hear that often that people mix up our voices.
Yes,
I think we can play a mischief on you guys someday. Yeah, we'll possibly swap shows and just confuse all of you.
Okay. And we get paid at the end of the day. Like.
Right. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I just want to advise that you don't bother your head about trying to know the details of what has gone wrong or what has happened while the girl was in detention. You see, the country that we are in now is such that you can see the glee and the ceremony that followed the whole thing.
That as in, you know.
You see, there is a girl who was kidnapped in her teens, now coming back home as a mother of two children. And now we are now told that she surrendered. If she surrendered, then it means she must have been involved in perpetrating all the bomb blasts and kidnappings that have been happening over time.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, what about the man, the husband?
Yeah,
he's shielded. We are not even seeing him.
Mm.
He should be apprehended, quizzed, and dealt with accordingly as a terrorist. But there, they won't allow us to know what has actually happened. Everything will just be buried, and at the end of the day, everybody keeps quiet. Life goes on.
Hmm.
And we continue to live our lives.
And continue to hope that another
threat will escape and come and surrender. I mean, what stops the government from getting the right information, the location of these people?
For 7 years?
Deal with them accordingly.
7 years? Okay, well, thank you very much. But I need to go out on a break on the show. I'll be right back with you again to talk some more. This is A Sunny Side. My name is Wemimo Adewuni, and we're talking about insecurity as one of our stories. One of the Chibok girls has returned, surrendered, according to reports. We'll talk some more about that when I return. Don't go away. Welcome back. This is A Sunny Side. My name is Wemimo Adewuni, and we're taking a conversation from the recently... You see, it's even difficult to choose a word. I was going to say recently escaped or rescued, but she wasn't rescued. We're told that she surrendered. Uh-huh. Okay, recently surrendered. Let me use a word that's been used. Chibok girl who was kidnapped 7 years ago, who returns with two children, which she gave birth to while in captivity with insurgents. Huh? Ah. Okay, so, you know, again, we need to have this security summit. I can't overflog it. I want to hear you guys. I want to hear you. You can send me a mail if you think you will come or you not. If you women don't come, I'm going to open it up to the men to come. But something's got to give. Something has to shift. Something has to change. I mean, these girls were kidnapped 7 years. They are right here within the territorial space called Nigeria. And for 7 years, they're still here and we've not found them. Yeah, Nigeria is big, I understand. But... Okay, if you'd like to call me, it's 0700-993-993-993. Female callers is 0146-57190. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
If she surrendered, that means she was one of them now. If she surrendered, she's one of them.
But she was kidnapped.
She cannot come and surrender herself.
But she was kidnapped.
She was kidnapped. And why are they putting it that she surrendered herself again?
Well, Koyemi now. I don't.
And that man is not the husband because she was raped.
Right.
She kidnapped them and they raped them and they are using them for their own self-interest.
Pleasures.
Is bad. They have to bring the man to book.
Like, who married her to you? How did you get married? Under what customary law? Or before which court? How? Which parent had... when did she get married to him? Was this before she was 18? or post 18, what, you know, I don't know, it's just, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, am I?
Okay, I'm sorry, I need to interrupt you, I'm sorry. I need to go on for Lost in the Headlines on the hour, and I'll be back after that. Don't go away. This is the Sunny Side on 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 6 minutes past 1 p.m. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. And we're still considering the story from the Chiba girl, one of those who were kidnapped 7 years ago, who is reported to have surrendered alongside a man she said to have married while she was in captivity, with whom I believe she has 2 children. So, I mean, we're... I don't even know, so I can't even ascertain that she had those babies for him, or, you know, it's just I don't know. But here's just what it is: the girl is back, and the governor asked the parent of the other children who he commiserated with, he asked that they please remain optimistic, prayerful, cooperative with security agencies in case they are required to do so. According to him, I am extremely excited, both as Borno's governor and father of all sons and daughters of the state, and also as a father to daughters. I know the feelings of families of those still in captivity, but we have to remain hopeful, especially with today's development. What's the limit to hope? Gone. What's the limit to hope? Is there a limit to hope, or does hope fix everything? What is the limit to hope in the case of insecurity, which we're taking a cue from? Is there a limit to hope? Is there a place where you say, okay, hope cannot take me any further, or can hope push you through everything? 0700-993-993-993. If you're a female and you'd like to call me, please call me on 01465-7190. Again, let me know. So I'm going to be asking you guys one after the other, if you think you want a security summit, would you show up, especially the women? I'm hosting it for women. I want to hear women give me their views. They share their experiences, raw, undiluted. Everybody will talk. There's no, okay, I might still give you time, you know, to talk, but you would all talk and you would prefer solutions to insecurity in Nigeria. So would you come or not? And then is hope just enough? Hello. Okay. Sorry about that. Please try again if you can. Okay. You've been there a while too. Please try again. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, William.
Yes, sir. What's your name?
My name is Nana.
Nana, welcome.
Thank you very much. You see, that Chibok girl who came back,
mm-hmm.
and then the man, I don't know what the man is posing as. Obviously, he was one of the beneficiaries of this abduction.
Mm.
One of the people, the ladies were married up to, quote unquote.
Mm.
Now, he has come out with 2 children through this innocent lady. And the governor of Borno State,
mm-hmm.
and of course the establishment around there, are making us believe that, you know, it's all normal. Let us all forget about the whole thing. What it means is that we have accepted the conquest,
mm.
the conquest of the spirit and the person of that lady by that terrorist. We don't even know if he is actually a repented terrorist. And we don't even know what he has turned the girl into.
Hmm.
So I don't think it should end like this. We are talking about people of conscience, not just leaving it to them over there
hmm.
to do whatever they like.
Do you think the governor asking for people to retain hope, do you think that there's a limit to hope?
Well, I don't know what type of hope he is talking about. Are we hoping for people, broken people, people damaged beyond human repair? You know, is that the kind of people we are hoping to be brought out of the bushes? You know?
Hmm.
What of the people who did this thing to them? Are we going to just let them go?
Hmm.
Because they surrendered? You know, if it were people from the East or people from the Middle Belt, the Benue State and the Yoruba land, they will not. They will be all over them like a tiger.
Hmm.
But this man who has damaged the lady and whatever, I mean, and that child, he fathered by force.
Right.
You can be sure that their futures are damaged already because they will be stigmatized by the entire society.
Hmm. Thank you. And we've not even began to talk. Thank you very much. We've not even started to talk about the stigma. That on itself is, that's another book to open entirely. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Let me stay anonymous.
That's fine. Is there a limit to hope?
Wemimo.
Yes, sir.
I can imagine the intelligence of the US, FBI, CIA looking at Nigeria and laughing.
Yeah,
and
they're
laughing. Those who have classified information, I can imagine them laughing at us right now. Now, remember when an American was kidnapped and Americans came in and saved the person and went back?
Mm.
How do you imagine looking for girls for 7 years and all of a sudden you say they came out from nowhere? Where did they come out from? I don't get it.
Yeah.
The governor has failed. How can he tell people to hope? So people are dying, you are telling them hope. Imagine if it was your daughter's son. I can't imagine my own daughter or son gone for years. I would have been dead.
7 years.
They thought alone. Yes, they thought alone. Missing them every day, looking. I'll be dead by now. So imagine. See, there's something somewhere that we all cannot explain. That's why I said I can imagine America, some other countries that have high intelligence looking at us now and laughing at our foolishness. Good afternoon.
Thank you very much. Is there a limit to hope, or do we build hope on hope and just keep hoping that another girl or daughter will saunter out of the forest? She'll just find a way out and possibly surrender. Is there a limit to hope? Hello? Are you there?
Hello, good afternoon, Wemimo.
Yes, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm okay, thank you.
Yeah. See, for me, it's not just about the girl bringing a man and children.
Mm.
They should arrest him and interrogate him, let him give us clue. Tell us what happened in the past 7 years and give us the clue on how to get others. That is us. They shouldn't say they are be telling us to have hope. What kind of hope do they want us to have? We still have more girls in captivity since 7 years, and they are telling us to have hope. I don't agree with that. That man should not go free. Let him give them clue on how to get the others. Simple.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Is there a limit to hope, or do we just keep having more hope? Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm Grace.
Thanks for calling, Grace.
Yes, ma'am. I want to say something concerning that topic we are holding.
Yes, you're here. Please go on. Go on.
Okay. That Chibok, I guess. Now, what I want to say is that they said that the woman came and surrendered. Then, what I want to say that when you came and surrendered, where did she come out and come and surrender? Why not go and look into that and find out where was she before?
Mm.
And that place she came out and surrendered, why not find out what where they are and why she come out and surrender? And whatever surrender, what is the meaning of surrender? Surrender is not when somebody is doing something, you find that thing you are doing is wrong, then you come out from it. Then something she was, ma'am. Let's find out where she is and know what to do.
Mm.
Please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Where was she coming from? I mean, where were they coming from? With two children. Where were they coming from? Can we find where they were coming from? Where they came from? Where? Right? Hello?
Hello, where are the Iron Lady?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Those who are making mistakes are mistaking you for joy. See, under the water, I know Wemimo and Joyce. You are all special in Nigeria.
Thank you. Thank you
and
very much.
The Lord continue to bless you.
Amen.
It's no other person than Godwin calling from Loshoro, Lagos.
Welcome.
Yes. You know, when we have a system, definitely the road system will bring us cross results. Unto those in charge of this government, they start abiding on truth, doing the right thing, call a spade a spade. Unto the change, the repent of deceiving themselves, even when the fire is burning right in their home, then definitely we cannot get a positive result. Now, these people, they have a way of embellishing. Those that are supposed to be called terrorists, they give them a nomenclature, say bandits. These ones now that are sample, that is the latest, at once in one, this thing too will come, and they have a way of packaging it until they change to the good, to let there be peace in this country and even in their own land. Then that is only where we
Hello. Okay. You got to a point where you totally lost me because I really didn't know where I was going anymore. Okay. So please help us make it simple, okay? So that we can all flow with you on your point. Make it easy on us, please. Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Sandra. Hello. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to contribute.
Yes, you're here. Go ahead.
Okay. This, on this keyboard girl that appeared, all what I'm suspecting is that there is a place, which means they have their own settlement, environment where they are living. Where they are living, and both helicopter, the army, they're not seeing them. In the north today, there is nothing like forest. Even that place, they say Zambisa forest. There's no forest. What you see there is shrubs. It's desert. Maiduguri is desert. There's no forest. They are seeing them. They know where they are. But they don't want to bring them out.
Why do you think they don't want to bring them out?
They don't want.
Why? Why do you think they would want to do that?
I don't know. See that lady. And they said, did they feel like suffering from somewhere? They're okay. It is, when they are living, they are comfortable. They are okay. They know where they are. No bush. Nothing like Zambisa forest. Forest in the north. Everywhere is desert. Okay. They know where they are.
So you think this is deliberately done? Thank you very much. She laughs as she leaves. Thank you for your point. Okay. All right. A bit away from this. Let me tell you that... Yeah, if you remember the story of the unfortunate murder of the Super TV chief executive officer, Usifo Ataga, the young lady who was accused of his murder, Chidinma Ojukwu, 21 years old, is set to begin trial at the Yaba Magistrate Court in Lagos. We'll have details of that subsequently. I can't ascertain if the trial begins today, but the trial is set to begin. It's possibly going to start today or tomorrow. So the court will look into the case and give judgment. Yeah. So that's that on that. One other thing, for those of you who are looking forward to getting your Moderna vaccines, let me also inform you that the federal government has postponed indefinitely the resumption of the second phase of vaccination in Nigeria. I tried reaching out to the... I reached out actually to the NCDC. But of course, this is more with the National Primary Healthcare Development Agency. And I'm reaching out to them also. And we hear that there were more cases and even a lot of deaths yesterday from COVID-19. The Director of Press... Office of the Secretary of the Government of the Federation, Willie Bassey, announced on Saturday that
The administration of the vaccines will start on Tuesday, that's tomorrow. But we now hear in a new notice that was given yesterday that the exercise has been postponed due to unforeseen circumstances. Let me quote that title. The title of that notice reads, Postponement of Phase 2 of National Vaccination Program. This is to announce the postponement of the national flag off exercise of Phase 2 vaccination program earlier scheduled for Tuesday this week due to unforeseen circumstances. A new date will be communicated, please. That's all. That's all the report said. So I'm trying to find out with the National Primary Healthcare Development Agency why the postponement, when the vaccines are here, why can't people begin to get their vaccines, the Moderna vaccines are here? Now, according to reports, we've had between August 1 and 7, about 36 deaths. 36. Between August 1 and 7, and 3,703 cases in 1 week. Between August 1 and 7, 3,707 cases. On August 4, Nigeria reported its highest daily infection rate of 747. Okay. The reports show that the largest number of infections that we had from the past week was from Akwa Ibom State. So there are insinuations that this is a possibly the reason for the suspension of the vaccination. Possibly there's a need to reevaluate which states get what amount of vaccines. But while we're trying to determine and spending hours and days determining how we should share the 4 million doses of the Moderna vaccine, people are dying. People are getting ill. So that's the news for you. Right now it's 22 minutes past 1 o'clock. I have about 5 more minutes before my next break. So you can jump on any of these conversations that you so please. Hello. Are you there? Hello. All right, I don't think so. The number to call is 0700-993-993-993. If you're a female, please call me on 0146-57190. Hello?
Hello, everyone.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon.
Yeah, my name is Matthew. I'm calling from Obadogo.
Oh, welcome, Matthew.
Yeah. The question of the kidnapped lady.
Yes.
Saying he surrendered. There is more to this behind. There is more that the government is doing in the north that we don't know in the past. I want to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Because last week I traveled to Sapele and the roadblock between Lagos and Sapele was more than 35. Roadblock. Are we having this type of roadblock in the north? That they will come and kidnap 100 and something children, and no police will separate them, no police will see them. There is more to what is happening in the north that we don't know in the south. Another thing is they should interview the girl. They should call on the girl and interview her. She loves the man that impregnated her, if that man that came with her is the true father of those two children.
Yeah, we need to determine that. Yeah.
Yes, they should find out from her, is she truly in love with that man? If not, the government should take over this responsibility of these two children and arrest this man.
Do you think she will be in a right frame of mind to... I don't know. You know, the matters of the heart are complicated. But do you think she's able... She would be able to... tell what love is in that kind of situation? Again.
Sure that she's above 18.
Now, she could... we don't know how old she was when she was abducted precisely, so, you know.
If she was, at least from your analysis, you said between 12 and 17.
Yeah.
If she was 12...
That means she's now 19.
She's above 18.
Yeah, but she has two kids, one of which, one of the boys look for or they're about five, so...
That's why I said they should interview the lady privately if she's truly in love with the man.
Okay.
And she can even tell us more where all the rest terrorists, all the Boko Haram, where they are, what they are doing to the remaining girls.
Yeah.
The government should be proactive in this matter.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I think some of the girls that had been rescued, I mean, could even have given us this information, right? Some girls had been rescued before now. I don't believe the problem is knowing where they are. There might be something else, which is why I want to, look at my phone lines. Oh my gosh. I need to go out on a break shortly though. Again, I'll keep reminding you guys that we're going to have a security summit. Okay. So I need us to come together and talk about this thing, especially women. I'd like to have women in a room to talk insecurity and to prefer solutions. So you can send me a mail at wemimo@nigeriainfo.fm. If you want to talk about partnership about for the summit and other things, so I can refer you appropriately to our marketing team. All right. I'm out on a break. I'll be right back. Ad break. Sorry, heartbreak. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. This is a Sunny Side. I'll be right back. You are welcome back to the Sunny Side 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Quite a conversation we're having today. If you're just joining in, we're discussing the Chibok girl, one of the girls, who, according to report, has surrendered from captivity. Quite a use of word right there, surrender. Surrendered herself. Like she was in hiding, Abikiniko, I don't know. But that's the word used. Until I understand what that word means and, you know, what exactly happened, I'm just going to join them to use the word surrender. She surrenders and comes out of the forest with a husband, a proclaimed husband, and two children. According to a report, they surrendered to the military. Let me look for that part of this report again and read to you. She returned with two children, which she gave birth to while in the captivity of the insurgents. Ruth, alongside someone she was said to have married while in captivity, surrendered themselves to the Nigerian military. So they were the ones that walked out of the bush themselves and went to find the military on July 28th. Or maybe this is a military term. Maybe surrender is colloquially, you know, I don't know. But based on my knowledge of English, surrender, you know, just sounds a bit weird to use in this situation. They were said to have surrendered themselves to the Nigerian military on the 28th of July at a location in Bama, in Borno State. But the governor and security agencies kept the development secret in the past 10 days as they made efforts to reach her parent and also the association of the parent of the missing girls and also to ascertain her identity, you know, as she said she was. Now she's been rehabilitated with her old mother. The picture here shows the mother is quite aged, whether aged by nature or aided by sorrow, I cannot tell. 0700-993-993-993 or 1-46-57-190 are the numbers to call me on. The first is for men, the others is for women. And we do this so that we can encourage women and allow your voices to be heard. Okay, so it's quite deliberate. So call me up. All right, let's start here. Hello.
Hello, Wemimo.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. You know, it's hard getting you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank God.
I'm glad you're here. The lines are fine.
Something about that lady and the husband. You know, when...
Hello? No, this one is village people. They got your network. Hello?
Hello?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon,
Welcome.
You know one thing, this is Moses. One thing that I will first of all say...
Did you say your name is Process?
Moses.
Oh, Moses. I was wondering.
One have to be hopeful at all times.
Okay, yeah.
At all time. And because... But not for man, child. you have to be hopeful because it's God that will make things right. But notwithstanding, you know one thing that baffles me? It's when people say they're expecting the girl to tell them, come, is it not what they asked her to tell you, will tell you, or she can tell you? Do you know what it means to be a spy? A spy is somebody that may be living with you and you think is somebody you love or someone that loves you. Right?
So you're implying that she could have come out and she's currently working as a spy for the insurgents?
I don't know, but all I know is that you don't expect her to give you all those information you're looking for. You know where they are and everybody know where they are. You should go and meet them. As far as they can't call them the name they are, as far as they can't call them, they know who they are. Simple. Simple name. Not the deceit ourselves. Everybody know who they be. And the people, they know. So, it's nothing. But it's only God. And one question I have for you, Wememo,
yes,
is this. Do you believe, believe in your mind that human can make this world right? Human can make this earth perfect for you? I don't know. That's one question I have for you.
Yeah, I believe so. If you wanted me to answer, or if I don't know if it's a rhetoric. I think it's a rhetoric. But I believe so. I believe aliens will not come fix this world for us. We messed it up. We have the power to fix it. But it's just about choice. We're going to choose whether we're going to fix it or further mess it up. I hope that answers your question. Okay. Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome, sir.
Yeah. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Please put off your radio and tell me your name if you wish.
I've done that.
Thank you.
Yeah. One thing about the lady and her child or children and the so-called husband is that my take on it is that they should be aware, they should be wary of that lady. Security wise, she's not a spy. If he's not a spy, why are they hiding the face or the identity of the so-called husband? Are they hiding him from the public to not to know him? We are not talking about anything. The point is that people in that part of the country, they know the truth and they don't want to embrace that truth. Something happens to me somewhere around that northern area because of my sister married a northerner who was a soldier in the Nigerian army. The father-in-law advised his son to just take another woman of their own, dialect. The man refused. When the man refused, the father turned him to an animal.
What does that mean?
Into the bush.
How did he turn him into an animal?
The man left home and went into the bush and lived for 7 good years.
Why?
I don't want to mention him. We were searching for him all over the place.
Are you saying that this was, he was jazzed or something?
You say what?
You're saying that he was jazzed or something, that something happened to him. It was traditional, whatever, witchcraft, wizardry. Hello? Okay. You're gone. But thanks for that gist, okay? All right. Welcome to the sunny side. I'm going to finish my greeting. Hello?
Hello?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. 99.3 Nigeria Info. What's your name?
Yeah, that's from me, Mota.
Welcome.
Concerning this cheaper girl that has just returned.
Yes.
I think in the first instance, I rejoice with his family. And at least the family has now seen the girl.
Yeah.
There are some certain things we need to follow. One, let us make sure. I know the government, they are not, we have intelligent people there. There are a lot of things they have seen in the subconscious they have gotten, which they will not be public because they need to go after those still in captivity. The governor himself, who was saying that who was appealing for cooperation, he was talking based on, this one has been got, there are still a lot of them in captivity.
Yeah.
And the parents too, they are still hopeful. They should be hopeful. And if we should follow our own emotional upset,
yeah,
we may not get them alive.
In order to get them alive, that's why the not trying to appeal to everybody to cooperate.
Hey, but what I don't quite understand it. You know, so how is the cooperation of the parents going to ensure that the children are found alive?
Good. One, you know, with this one we have got now, and with others, if we should, people are asking for legal action to be taken against these people. Quite good. But if such legal action is taken now, it will hamper the release of other girls of being found alive. You know, they can decide to kill all of them.
Yeah, but they could have decided to kill them while we're lying, waiting around. Also, they could decide to do anything with them. It's been 7 years. They could have killed them in 7 years and nothing will happen.
I believe that is why the government is trying to play along with them.
Are we playing along with them? Is that what we're doing?
The government is trying to play along with them.
For how long do we play along with them? I'm sorry, I know you don't have all those answers. You know, I'm just trying to follow your line of conversation. Like, are we supposed to play along with them? And if we're going to play along with them, do we play along with them for 7 years or 10 years or maybe 20 years? And maybe when the girls are old and aged, they will just let them go or they'll just stroll out. Is that what we're supposed to do? Again, I know you don't have all the answers, but we're just having a conversation about how this is going to work. And essentially, we can see even with videos that, you see, one of the people that I greatly have the biggest respect for are soldiers. Security men, because that's just like signing a death warrant and say, I put my life on the line for this country. These soldiers, they brave, they face death on a daily basis on behalf of this country. But I'm asking that overall, what is the strategy? What exactly are we trying to do? I believe they know there must be a strategy. There must be something we're trying to achieve that we're trying to achieve for 7 years. Or are we achieving it already? You know, I'm just wondering. 20 minutes before 2, 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is The Sunny Side. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. We're having conversations on the Chibok girl who has just surrendered alongside her husband and two children. After 7 years in captivity. Okay. All right. 0700-993-993-993. For female callers, it's 01465-7190. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, what I was saying earlier.
Yes.
For those that are against that woman surrendering and with the husband to the home, could they have won them dead? Or to be alive. Is it not better to be alive and to repent? And so life has every continuity. So we should pray for the good continuity of that woman and her two sons. The man who joined the Boko Haram, they were brainwashed. They were not of their own. And they cannot escape openly. But since they have the opportunity to escape, he did that with the wife. And in the north, a woman don't choose a man. A man choose a woman. And once the parents see that the man is able to care for the woman, they talk to her and give her out. So this woman, we're talking about love. Love is all about care.
Even in captivity, both of them were in captivity, remember?
Yeah, that is, love do not have a limit. Whether inside the ocean, love of God surpasses all his creation. Love is all about feeling and protection and giving the evidence. So the man who occupied her must have been protecting her and encouraging her that one day, she will go and see her parents. So that must have given her a good hope. And that justifies it now.
But for us
to get information more, is from the man. The guy must have, his brain is not observing. Somebody can be in a place and be absent-minded. Do you know that? So in that
Thank you. I love your love. Thank you. I love your love.
you know, it's a ray of sunshine on the kind of conversations we've had. You bring in a breath of fresh air. So she paints a picture of love. Yeah, and love knows no bound. Yeah, you know, someone had also said to ask the girl if she's truly in love with the guy. And again, in the matters of the heart, nothing is impossible. Okay, sometimes you find even a captive falling in love for the captor, and vice versa. At least we see these things happen in movies. How it ends, you know, is another conversation. But nothing is impossible in the matters of the heart. But you know, again, there are just various layers to this conversation. It's not one cap fits all. There's no one way to approach this unless we take it one step at a time. Okay. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Yes, sir.
My name is Evans.
Welcome, Evans.
Please, Wolimo, I don't understand how people talk on this matter of these Igbo girls.
Mm-hmm.
This man that called himself, who are calling the man, the husband to the girl. Where did he pay the dad?
Where did he
pay the dad of the girl?
Right.
To whom did he pay? I don't know how people. Some people will be talking as if they are God. If you want to preach, go and open a church and begin to preach for two people. Don't preach in this matter. This is a very important matter that government is supposed to handle with carefulness, with seriousness. Look at people that have common educations. They catch them to court. They imprison them. Then someone that has been killing people since how many years? Since more than 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now bring himself out of the bush now. People are saying of I don't understand this kind of country we are into.
Hmm.
This is the only thing that makes me sometimes I know that this part of the north, they are different from the Nigerians.
They are Nigerians, but you know that.
I mean, they treat them differently as they treat other parts of the Nigeria.
Okay.
Yes, because if you see what is happening in this country now, this kind of thing now, this man come out from the bush. They're supposed to now arrest that man, go and keep him in one place, then begin to interrogate him so that he will give them. I know that the elite in the north, the emirs, all of them, they know where the Boko Haram is. Because someone has said it openly that they know where they are, they have gone there to see them. They know what they are doing. They don't want to say Nigerian truth. I don't know what they are using it for.
Thank you. Quite a passionate one there. He absolutely believes, no, don't talk about any love here. There's no love anywhere. It's just what it is. Kidnapping and assault has happened here, and let everyone who should face the music. All right. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Action Lady.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Enough of this blame game. Enough. You hear somebody said you are traveling to the east. There's a lot of police checkpoint. The senator Abidi, who they kidnapped somebody in the one of the northern states, they announced it this morning. And they had about 500 bikes. Can you believe that, Wemimo? How can they move with 500 bikes? Bikes. And nobody will stop them. My friend, where are you coming from? It's too bad. The other day,
is it 500 bikes? I thought it was 15 bikes. Let me check that news story again. But go ahead. Go ahead. I'll confirm.
I don't think it's 15. Because they move with a lot of bikes. I think it's 500. Nobody can question these guys. This woman and the husband just come out. And we give her the surrender to the army. Yeah. If it happened to be the other set of people, you will hear the torture now. By now, they put on the talk to charge them to court. But this one now, we are thinking, oh, the parents, thank God, they just come out. The president said it the other day. Why are they hurting themselves? Destruction. See the one in Kaduna 2 days ago. Burning houses, killing people, destroying farm product within that their region. The president said it. Why are you doing this to yourself? Because they use these guys. And they say, look, after election, all the promise, you didn't keep to it. And I've been telling the elder then, call your children to order. They respect you. They listen to you. But no, they thought they are doing the other man, the former president Jonathan, right? Like I told you the other day, who you put sugar for him out, he spit and throw away. So right. They continued. Yes. To 2023, I'm quite sure all these things will fizzle off.
I'm telling you.
You mean insecurity would end by 2023?
I'm telling you, because the next president will do what he's supposed to do. Not this one who are giving them soft landing. Look at Gumi, who go there and negotiate. And nobody wants to call Gumi to order. I'm telling you, all this thing will fizzle up. Come that 2023. I'm telling you, Wemimo.
Okay. Thank you. That's quite optimistic again. He believes that by 2023, insecurity will end. Wow. I see. If there's a prophecy I've heard that I love and I will say a big amen to, it is this one. That insecurity will end by 2023 in Nigeria and everyone will breathe, have a breath of relief. Is it possible to end insecurity? Maybe not 100%, but yes, it's possible at least up to 98%. Up to 98%. It's possible. It's possible. All right. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
No. That's okay. You've called twice already. That's okay. Thank you for trying again, though. Your radio.
Your radio.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, my name is Ngozi. I'm calling you from Lagos.
Can you speak louder for us?
Okay, I said my name is Ngozi. I'm calling from Lagos.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the return the Chibok girl.
Mm-hmm.
I find it very offensive when people use the word her husband.
Hmm.
Honestly, it's so painful. Even you were using her husband.
That's what she called the man. I'm not the one that named her husband.
Say anything she like, but she,
that's why I said her professed. If you've listened to me, I said her professed husband.
Yeah,
that's what he was
honestly,
called.
Honestly, I find it very, very offensive because in the first place, this was a minor.
Yeah.
Last I checked. Almost all the Chibok girls, when they were kidnapped, they were all minors.
Yes, they were.
There's even no adults among them. They are all minors.
They were secondary school students, you know?
Exactly. So I don't know why somebody as at now will now come up because the man impregnated her and she had kids. Even the girl, do you think she's in right frame of mind right now?
Mm.
Definitely that girl is not. Because she does not even know what is her right anymore.
Hmm.
Or whether she has been abused all these years, or whether she has been neglected by a government that's supposed to take care of her, she does not even know. Right now, I think what this girl needs first is rehabilitation.
Hmm.
Unfortunately, the parents are not even educated enough, probably to have, give me my child. Look for a counselor for this girl to bring her back to normal.
Hmm.
Right now, that girl is not thinking straight. And for anybody talking about love in this situation, she first put herself or her own kids in this condition.
Hmm.
Before you start talking about love for an abductor that took away the life this girl never had, that took away her education, that took away everything that this girl had. And somebody will stand talking about love. Do we know what love is all about?
Yeah.
So I don't really know we Nigerians what we want anymore. We should always weigh things before we send them out.
Hmm.
I place these girls, I look at my own kids, I look at my daughter every day, I put her in place. What of if this were to be me?
Hmm.
But God forbid. Would our parents call on national radio and be talking about love for a minor that was being dehumanized up to this point, showing up with three kids? My heart is bleeding, honestly. Even the people playing games and playing politics with all this, they should all remember that whatsoever a man sow, he will reap.
Hmm.
It may be those Chibok poor girls today. It may be their own children tomorrow. We don't want to know how it happened. But definitely anybody that had a hand in this evil up to these minors will surely reap what they have sown.
Thank you very much. I hear you. I hope that you all come and join me at the summit and pour out your hearts like this. And again, like I said at the start of the show, particularly if you're a parent, you don't have to be a parent to feel the plight of someone whose life has been snatched. Here is a girl who possibly was a promising scholar. That's why I also compared for you two students who escaped captivity then. They graduated from a university in the US this year. And here is this lovely lady who, on the other hand, is coming out after 7 years with two babies,
Certainly, this might not be the life she had planned for herself. She possibly had thought she was going to, you know, go on to the university, get a job, live a good life, build a career, and then bring her parents out of poverty. Here she is, saddled with two babies and a professed husband. 0700-993-993-993. I have, let's see, 2 more minutes before my break. Let's go. Hello.
Well, Mama.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Your guy, the girl.
Hmm?
Your guy.
My guy? Which of my guys? I get them plenty.
Okay, the senior one.
The senior?
Frank.
Is that the senior one?
Yes.
All right, go ahead, Frank.
Now, the parents of this girl come outside now and say, my daughter come back home with her husband. Can they say it?
Hmm.
But while I don't, you help us to change that. I never wanted to choke my because it's in the vest.
Hmm.
How you go change that particular one, come back with her husband, somebody that went out for 7 or 12 or 15 years, come back home with a man with 2 children. They are saying husband. Even if they are saying that the boy was kidnapped also, why not? And you have an opportunity to run away with 2 kids and their wife. Why not run to your place? At least your people could have followed you now to your wife's place now. Don't be so. Or they could have run away, run to the girl's house. Why go into the military? And the governor says they are working hand in hand with the military to make sure they bring other ones or the remaining ones.
Mm-hmm.
Over how many years you have been working hand in hand with the military? But over how many years? Can they hit their hand on their chest and say they doesn't know all these boys? So people will say, arrest the boy, arrest the boy. Who is going to arrest the boy? Can Oga arrest one boy?
Hmm.
The boys are working for them. He say you arrest them. Let an individual go and do such a thing now.
Hmm. Thank you very much. I'm due for another break, okay? When I come back, I see that you are all big into this conversation. I wanted to bring up another conversation. Hopefully, you would like to join that one, but it's your choice. You can join either of those, but that will be after the hour. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Don't go away.
More talk, news, and sports after this.